This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The wheat in Washington has now been cut for a 2020 season filled with many challenges, including low prices, coronavirus, and more. Michelle Hennings, executive director at the Washington Association of Wheat Growers, says farmers are feeling a bit uneasy, but we've been monitoring the markets very closely, especially this year with the COVID-19.
They are trying to probably hold out to see if the wheat price will go up some, but it's not guaranteed. Right now, it's a huge gamble. So yes, it's kind of a very uneasy feeling out there for the farmers, right? Right now.
Hennings says as the issues just keep piling up, we try and stay focused.
Right now, we're just working at the national level and now at the current state level in regards to the fires and the CFAP in our markets. So that's basically what we're really concentrating on.
On top of all that, Hennings says they're also dealing with farm bill changes.
There's been some issues with some farm bill implementation on some of the programs, but we're working through that and partnering with USDA to try to get the farmers where they need to be for those. A new farm bill always brings new rules. So this one definitely had some changes. So farmers had to really change their way from the prior farm bill. So that's quite the transition for them.
Hennings says last week's CFAP 2 decision to include wheat growers may be the one bright spot in a year where the hits just seem to keep coming.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.